Ramayan Act 3, Chapter 5, The War Begins. Scene 3. Angada delivers Ram's message to Ravana. Ram rapidly descended the mountain, followed by his brother. Upon reaching the foot of the mountain, he reviewed the army. Then, with Sugriva's assistance, he marshaled the troops ready for the battle. At an auspicious moment, he ordered them to advance. The army moved off, sending up a roar which made the earth shake and the walls of Lanka vibrate. The different Vanara commanders soon reached their respective positions at the gates of Lanka. Ram himself stood at the northern gate. Sugriva remained at a distance from the city. Along with Lakshman and Vibhishan, Ram detailed divisions of troops to support each of the commanders. Seizing hold of fully grown trees and massive boulders, the monkeys rushed forward, their long tails raised in anger and baring their terrible teeth. Their eyes were bloodshot and their faces contorted with fury. As they bounded high in the air, they seemed like a swarm of locusts. The growls and roars of the fierce bears led by Jambavan sounded like the rush of a mighty ocean. The army quickly surrounded the city of Lanka, making it difficult for even the wind to approach. Looking out from the walls, the Rakshasas were filled with wonder. Upon seeing the flood of the monkeys and bears, they were awestruck. The Rakshasas ran about in all directions, making ready to defend their city. Ram summoned Angada and asked him to carry a message to Ravana. This was the demon's last chance. If he returned Sita now, then the battle could be averted. Ram said to Angada, "You should approach the ten-headed monster on my behalf. Tell him that his cup of sins has now overflowed. Fierce retribution will surely and shortly ensue for all his acts of violence against the rishis, gods, gandharvas, apsaras, yakshas, and others. What to speak of his depraved act of stealing Sita from me? His arrogance, born of Brahma's boon, will shortly be smashed by me. Soon, Ravana will see his city rent asunder and the Rakshasas lying lifeless upon the ground. Standing firm in battle, I will soon force him to throw down his body." Ram offered Ravana the opportunity to surrender. He could return Sita now, and the army would leave peacefully. Otherwise, the world would soon be rid of Rakshasas, save for those who sought the shelter of Ram. Angada leaped high and crossed over the walls of Lanka, confounding the demons by his speed and movement. He swiftly arrived before Ravana. He stood a short distance from the Rakshasa and announced himself as Ram's messenger. Then he delivered the message exactly as he had heard it from Ram. Ravana was seized with fury. He commanded his ministers to capture and kill Angada. Four huge demons immediately took hold of Angada by the arms. The monkey, who blazed like a fire, allowed the Rakshasas to hold him, and then, taking all four of them, still clinging to his arms, he leaped up onto a high ledge. He then dashed the demons together, and they fell senseless to the ground. The monkey let out a great shout, proclaiming his name and roaring, "Victory to Ram!" With a great leap, he returned to Ram, smashing down the wall from which he jumped. Ravana's reply to Ram was clear enough. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.